Yo, yo, yo. I like starting that way. It's Wednesday, May 18th. Kyle's rubbing his hands together because he's so excited to talk about the Fed interest rate strategy. No, that's not why. Everywhere I go, the people
really want to know who I is and who I be. You know, Kyle has 17 economics books by his bedside.
Let me get my nerd glasses out. Hopefully.
So,
well, ladies and gentlemen, the good news is we've got the interest rates coming up pretty soon. You know what I'm saying?
The bad news is it's all coming down.
It's all coming down.
Oh, man, that was sideways. That we got a little. If you weren't watching the video, I had the glasses on. We were ready to go.
Oh, that's going
to
find its way to TikTok.
That's got to find its way to TikTok.
You know it.
Exactly. Oh, dude, Melvin. Good morning. Look, Melvin coming in hot. Hey, we are a little excited this morning, Wednesday morning. There's a lot. Man, we just keep saying this. There's just a lot to talk about.
The movement
in the economy, in business, and all of that type of stuff. It seems like every single day there's something new. Actually, one of the things that's not in the show, and we've got a few things and notes, but like yesterday, stock market up 3-4% in different indexes. So, you know, you've got this long time down, and then all of a sudden the market just corrects itself a little bit in a really interesting way. And so there's a ton of volatility, ton of question marks in the market. And being aware of all that, I think, is super important.
Without a doubt. So we're going to talk about the Fed interest rates a little bit today and what their strategy is, because it's relevant to automotive. It's relevant to consumer mindset and consumer behavior for sure. Also going to talk about Carvana license getting suspended in Illinois. It's not the first time. And then we're going to talk about Cadillac's push into some uncharted territory when it comes to markets. But first, we're going to talk about something we're not talking about still.
Everyone lean in. Lean in just a little bit. Because we're really excited about this. And we were at Digital Dealer, and we'd have little side conversations. We said things like, just imagine a world where there's a conference put on by a Sodu.
What if
this world existed, and how would you feel about it? And do you think, like, what would you do? And that every single answer was like, well, I don't really know what I'd do, but I'm guessing whatever you're going to do is a little bit crazy, a little bit strange, and a lot of bit different than what we've experienced in the past.
Yes, yes.
And I think that's a great way of putting it.
Oh boy, this is a lot of not talking about it. Okay, we're going to talk about it a little bit. In September, we want you to mark your calendars for September 11th through the 13th. Also, mark your calendars that the Philadelphia area might be a good place to be.
It may be.
There may be this little thing called a SotuCon that we've been cooking up in the kitchen for a little while, and we're probably about to pull the trigger on a lot of things and let you know about a lot of things. Look, we believe that the automotive conference thing, the circuit, the mentality, the movement of it, it's time to be reborn. And so we are going to put on what we are going to call the rebirth of the automotive conference.
I hesitate to even call it a conference because I want people to get out of that feeling. We want it to be a whole new feeling, and there might be some similar things to what you've experienced in conference world or, you know, like, you know, workshoppy stuff. But the reality is that we want you to, like, if we're going to put something on, we want people leaving feeling refreshed, energized, encouraged, excited about the industry.
Because, you know, if you're a dealer, you leave feeling exhausted. And then by the time you get home, you are so exhausted, you can't implement anything. And if you're a vendor, you feel twice as exhausted
Double.
As the dealers because you were there early, you stayed late, and you just pounded the pavement all day. So we are in it to change that feeling at the end. And we believe if we do it right, it will change that feeling at the end. It will change what happens most importantly after you go home. Because if you spend your time and your money and your energy going to something and you go home, you don't change anything, everybody wasted their time. All they had was a fun time at the Isotu family reunion. That's all that's left.
Bingo.
And this hat. So we're working on changing those things. We're bringing the show into dealerships. So the experience is going to involve dealership interaction, like feet on the ground inside a dealership. It's going to involve no long sessions, right? There's a lot of good things that come from workshops, but we're looking more like TED Talk style, 20, 25 minutes interaction. We won't have any attendees. We're only going to have participants. And on top of that, there might be a little bit of like a South by Southwest feel. We're going to leave that right there. So if you are a dealer and you're interested in going, if you're a marketing director, if you're a salesperson, if you're a service writer, and you saying like, hey, I want to be part of this, go to AsotuCon, AsotuCon.com. And there's just a little bar. There's no real information on that site at all. There's just like, hey, I'm interested. So you can be first to know. And if you're a sponsor or you want to be a partner of the event, we are building custom things out. We're thinking in an activation mindset, right? No more get your name on a banner, on a logo, and pay a lot of money for that. We're done with that. We're saying we're going to develop something that's a meaningful activation for your company and your brand that is in the nature of how you are, how it connects to the nature of how everyone wants to be talked to. So we got our little brand marketing minds on, right? When we're not doing a Asotu, right, we run an agency and we think activation. So yes. We're going to bring some of that energy into your offering. So if you want to be a part of that and the event, send us information. If you're not sending us stuff, we are making phone calls and starting to have conversations. Had our first great one yesterday and a lot more to follow. So that's probably enough about AsotuCon that we're not talking about.
This is like, we don't talk about Bruno, but we do.
We don't talk about Bruno. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
That's in, it's my in head your head. Now. Everyone has it in there the rest of the day.
Eric Hall is on board. Oh, man. See, Eric Hall is the kind of person that is going to be at this event. And if you're a vendor, you're paying attention, you know Eric Hall is the kind of person you want because he's going to make you sharper as he makes his store better. All right, let's talk about some news that's less exciting than AsotuCon. That's today's news. The rest of the news stories are things that are less exciting than AsotuCon. Okay, first, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed will not hesitate to keep raising rates. Look at that face in that picture. He's like, I'm not hesitating.
That's a man that has some determination in his mind.
He's like, don't make me do it. All right, I'm going to do it. So he said he's going to back interest rate increases until prices start falling backwards. Right. He said if that involves moving past broadly understood levels of the Fed being neutral, we won't hesitate to do that. He told that to the Wall Street Journal in an interview. So he's saying like, look, we're pretty confident that even if we move interest rates up a few ticks, I don't know if that's quarter point ticks, half point ticks, full point ticks, that the labor market is so strong that they don't think that's going to cause any major disruption. But he basically does say like, there is going to be some pain that's felt to curb inflation. And if you're not like, you're not a student of economics or just some of the basics are as inflation increases, right? The Fed tries to raise interest rates to slow down the spending because the spending is what drives the supply, lower supply levels, higher prices, and on and on and on. So that's kind of how that check and balance operates. So
I don't know. And I think a lot of people are hearing this, right? If you're paying attention to any sort of news, you recognize that the conversation between inflation, interest rates, and employment numbers are all kind of synonymous at this point.
Connected.
And, you know, I think that there's kind of two pieces of what dealers, what industry partners need to be paying attention to here. One is just the knowledge. One is the understanding that customers are coming in to our stores right now with this kind of like exterior, conversation happening. And it's starting to influence whether or not it influences whether or not they buy, but it is influencing on how they buy, how that conversation happens. And so having your people educated enough to carry that conversation and engage in that conversation with buyers that are really wondering like, okay, low inventory, high pricing, yet I want to buy at the lowest interest rate possible because interest rates may rise, right? Or should I wait a little bit to get the inventory that's coming in with the fear of interest rates kind of rising, right? So I think just understanding that that's a narrative that people are trying to battle in their head when considering a purchase process is something that if you're equipping your employees, equipping, you know, your frontline, you know, customer interactive employees, whether it be in service or sales, that's the equipping that our people need to be able to handle that conversation well.
If you're thinking about this from a need buyer versus a want buyer mentality, the need buyers need to get a car, right? Which means they're probably more likely to go used because of availability. Right. But for the interest rate conversation, right, there's not going to be a better time in the near future to buy a vehicle than right now because interest rates, right, they're telling us they're going to go up. So interest rates are right now is the time to buy. And from a pricing volatility standpoint, new car is the way to go. Because if you buy a used car, right, it could lose a lot of value because we know the used car prices are going to level off and probably start to drop the valuation. So,
right.
I mean, it sounds to me like putting some time and attention into pre-ordering marketing, right? Getting people to pre-order with the incentive. If they're a want buyer, right? Like, I know I'm going to need something. I don't really need it right now. Get the message out like, hey, if you pre-order, you're going to get the best interest rate and you're not going to be fighting the volatility. So like getting that ball moving sooner than later, like that's some actionable thing you can do today to train your front people to get your marketing and messaging aligned with what's going on in the world and maybe do a little education, right? Consumers love to be educated on why yes. they should do it. They're probably hearing a lot of things from a lot of directions and they're probably a little confused. Speaking of being a little confused.
Stop. Segway.
Time.
Oh, no.
Look, there's nothing more confusing than buying a car from a seemingly very reputable nationwide company and not getting your paperwork, right? So Carvana just had their dealer license suspended in Illinois. Here's a statement. Illinois Secretary of State temporarily blocked Carvana's dealer license on May 10th because of the company failed to properly transfer titles for vehicles it had sold and misused issuing out-of-state temporary registration permits, says Henry Haupt, an Illinois Secretary of State spokesperson. So basically that means we sell the car, we don't have the title to transfer to you, and we're going to issue you a temporary registration from another state. That seems a little bit like I'm going to move this over here, trade this for that. Secretary of State said.
Here's the thing. When you move fast, you make mistakes.
Absolutely.
Right? So, like, there's some level of forgiveness, right?
Of course.
Extreme acceleration in moving fast over the pandemic from a, like, new startup company that is learning something that has been done for years and years and years, training, like, frontline entry-level employees to do things that title clerks around the country have been doing for years and years, trained on this, right? And they're trying to acquire this knowledge without having all of the history, right? So there's the first thing. Like, we recognize mistakes are going to be made. But the really interesting thing here is, to me, is, and I saw a couple different, you know, interactions and interviews that happened, but it's like, okay, stock price plummets, meaning we've got to remove employees so that we can become profitable. The issue there is now they're actually saying, well, you know, we don't have the number of employees necessary to take care of the titles because of the volume of sales, right?
They did just buy Odessa.
Yeah, and so I think, like, there's just a lot of question marks for me around the validity of this market movement. And it's really showing, I think this is what it's showing the general public. We kind of had this conversation yesterday. It's showing how complex being an auto dealer is.
Yes, that's a great point. Like, if Carvana's having trouble doing it with all their resources and all the attention and all the tech savviness, if they're having a problem with it, like, all of a sudden there should be a new appreciation for the mechanism that's in place.
And this is what's even more intense to me, right? They've built their tech stack. So it's already a complex problem that dealers have to deal with, plus living on legacy tech stacks and still.
We talked about this. What was it, last week, where we said, like, it's actually a vulnerability to have such a myopic tech stack from the ground up, because it's in that you're like, well, it would be, because it's such a highly regulated industry, it would be easy to come in from another industry and be like, oh, we'll just do this. We'll just do that. And you're like, you got to have this. Each state is different, right? Yes. Like, there's no consistency throughout. No, I don't think there's any doubt that Carvana is going to make it right and do the right thing, right? Like, I don't think anybody thinks they're going to be taken for a ride, but the state regulators are like, hey, there are rules and regulations in place for a reason, and you just can't get around them. There's no information on when Carvana's license is going to be reinstated in Illinois. And so Carvana's statement on this is this: Carvana's compliantly operated as a licensed dealer and good corporate citizen in the state of Illinois for several years. We strongly disagree with the state's characterization of both the facts and the law leading to this action. We're actively working with the state to resolve the issue, and they agreed that we will continue delivering already purchased vehicles. We look forward to resolving the issue in the future. So Carvana's like, look, We disagree. We've been a good corporate citizen for several years. You know, we're going to get this right, and we're committed to doing it right and doing it together. You know, if someone already purchased a car, Illinois is going to say you're fine to deliver that car. But granted, I mean, this isn't the first time this has happened with Carvana. They did lose their license, if you remember, for 180 days in North Carolina for something very similar. And I didn't know this, but they were very close to losing their license in Florida as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And okay, so here's my thing is like Carvana. If anyone from Carvana is listening,
they might be.
It might just make sense to ask the dealers what they do.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? You can come to a SotoCon.
There it is.
You can
there
it come is. To
You'll
a
be
SotoCon.
Sitting with the best dealers in the country that are executing this at an extremely high level with less resources and legacy tech.
Look,
yo!
There's something about the auto industry. When I met Ernie for the first time, Ernie Garcia, the CEO, he was at the Automotive News Retail Forum, and there was a great exchange of ideas, and every savvy dealer I knew in that room wanted to talk with him at the end.
Yeah.
He was kind enough to come on the pod. Like, so there's a lot to learn. Carvana, look, if just come to SotoCon. You're invited. You're going to be surprised at how warmly you're welcomed. And you might actually be like, you know what? Steelers aren't so bad. You know that already. But you know that already. It was just a marketing play at the beginning.
That's right. These salespeople, they aren't so bad.
No,
actually,
no.
As we said yesterday, a lot of people actually want and desire to interact with salespeople.
That is
the best salespeople, and there are some really incredible ones out there in this industry.
Yes, and speaking of people realizing something about a dealer brand for the first time.
Stop! Segway.
Time.
Two segways in one show.
Come on.
The new Cadillac Lyric EV is, the data's coming out, and it's pretty much grabbing up a totally new market share, which is kind
this
of exciting.
This is not your 1987 grandma's boat ride.
Not your grandma's right? Mary Kay pink Cadillac anymore.
Not even close, right? So 70% of purchasers of the Cadillac Lyric EV are new to the brand, meaning they are gaining market share.
Quest.
Whoa, right? 68% of them are Gen X or Gen Y, meaning new money into the market are going after.
So it's like 68% of the 70%.
That's wild.
Right? So half of the Lyric buyers that are coming in totally are Gen X and Gen Y, have never owned a Cadillac or even considered a Cadillac before.
Nuts.
The company has 250,000 people interested, like hand raisers, we would call them, won't begin deliveries till later in the summer. But here's the deal. Talk about product market fit, right? And not only building something that is exciting, we talk about this a lot. It's this topic of convergence, right? The convergence of EV technology, right? This new, I'll even bring in like a blockchain world, right? There's a young attention on automotive. And Cadillac just dropped a bomb in the Lyric. They were like, hey, we think this is what you want. And they've talked about it right. They've had a good marketing strategy around it. And now they're starting to see the fruit of that in this data. Now, we'll see what happens when it comes to getting the car, the delivery experience, the consumer experience after that. Because, you know, they've done it somewhat with Matthew McConaughey, right? But, like,
yes.
He's the guy that, like, my age, I won't even say our age, but he's just cool, right? Everyone's like, oh, he's cool. He has a Cadillac, right? Oh, wait a minute. I messed him up. That's Lincoln.
That's Lincoln. Wait a second. So Cadillac, like their approach, I think, is altogether different.
What's the last Cadillac marketing campaign you remember? The last Cadillac spokesperson.
I don't remember. I'm lost on it. So,
Sopranos?
Okay, so... So, but I think that this is what's interesting is the reason why we're not seeing the campaign is they're going after a different market than would typically see a Matthew McConaughey Lincoln campaign, right? And so they're going into this Gen X, Gen Y. And if I had to guess, they're grabbing market share from communication platforms that are not typically used by other OEMs.
They have
and
to.
So, They have to be like, maybe we need to do a little bit of research on this. But when I think about this, I think this is just a prime opportunity for if your brand at your dealership group is entering any level of EV or hybrid market share
Make
and pushing into that over the next couple of years, you have a unique opportunity in your local region to be the authority on that conversation in and amongst the places. So like getting your people on Reddit, getting your people on Discord channels, getting your people in those places where the conversations around EV and hybrid are happening the most is actually like the ground level, roots level marketing strategy that like these people are never paying attention to the Sunday night news.
Yeah.
Right.
No. And so it's not just getting your people ready. It's also learning how to speak the language, not the language of the EV. You need that. I mean, that's it's table stakes. You need to do that to be the authority. Speak the language of the culture, yes. Right? That is the essence of empathy in marketing, right? How is the other person perceiving the world? And how can I link up with the way they're already perceiving the world? Well, we are thankful that you're perceiving the world a little bit through the lens of a Sodu in this show. Share it out. If you haven't ever shared the show, share it out. Tell somebody you might like this. And we'll check it out.
Do the comment thing.
Yeah, all that.